Vivara invites you to Get This with Tony Martin and Ed Cavalli. Morning, you lot. Today, the joke's on us. Radio's most gullible crew, we're inviting you to give us a gotcha.
Oh, my goodness. Travis is the pet of the Big Brother house. My goodness.
Is he just? We'll find out who's been given the ass John Stamos style. Mm. And have we got any big new segments today, Ed?
Just one, Tone.
When restaurants go mad.
Restaurants, you say?
Oh,
that'll be great.
Yeah.
Hey, listen to this. Paris Hilton just heard in the news she's broken her silence.
Mm.
That's great because there's been nothing about it in the press. Absolutely nothing. What else?
We take you through the Get This feature DVD of this week.
You didn't even know what you were going to say after you'd said it. That's what I like. Who's stalking who? We'll find out. And joining us in the second hour, George McEnroe from our Brisbane office. We'll find out what's going on up north, nude car wash wise or otherwise.
Who's got the worst job in TV?
We'll find out. It's all coming up on Get This. Remember, we're here to help with the latest tips for those cruising the streets on the hunt for cheap, casual sex.
And if you're looking, the highest proportion of females are in Western Australia's Peppermint Grove and the ACT suburb of Deakin.
Good to know, Mr. Treasurer. Oh, please turn off the wind machines. It's playing havoc with the bouffants here in the studio. That's Stevie Nicks. It's Get This around the nation on Triple M. With myself, Tony Martin, we've got Ed Cavalli and Richard Marsland, or as the Prime Minister describes us...
enormous fruits.
Oh, hey, come on.
That's harsh. Unnecessary.
Not needed.
We're often described as nerds on this program, although since we got...
By who?
Well...
other nerds.
I will sit them down and give them a film quiz. Then we'll see who's a nerd.
Yeah, but you see, there hasn't been much of that gear since we got back from the break. So do you want to do some of that up front?
Love to.
Let's go to Ed Cavalli's DVD corner.
It doesn't suck.
That's not what we intended.
The best thing I could find.
Really? That's all we have for DVD corner?
Laurie Oakes on the milkshake.
We just love hearing Laurie Oakes sipping a milkshake while the camera's on the person he's talking to.
I like to think it's one of those Wendy's flake shakes as well.
Oh,
one of the ones with the... Oh, Rich, you like that?
Yeah, delicious.
Yeah, delicious. They get a whole cherry ripe in there, Tone. Mm. Try to get that through a straw, hey?
I've seen Richard trying to stuff a whole cherry ripe into a Farmers Union iced coffee.
Yeah, it doesn't look good.
One of his own correct. What do you call that one?
It's a cherry coffee.
Nah, you need like a fancy name.
That's not going to work. You need to give it like a famous person's name, like the Carrie Ann.
Yeah.
Mm. The cherry... No, I was about to think of cherry cola. That's okay.
The Cherry Ann Kennelly.
The Cherry Ann Kennelly.
Something like that.
Delicious.
John Stamos would like several.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, I know.
Talk about that later, I guess.
Dear, oh, dear. He's obviously still recovering from losing the nude blue woman. The nude blue woman from the X-Men, that
it's
was his
true, because you've gone nude blue woman X-Men to Carrie Ann at 9 a.m. Good hard look at yourself then, wouldn't you?
I don't think he's marrying her. Or maybe he did.
No.
He wouldn't remember.
Lavender.
We'll get to... You're saying it's a lavender marriage?
I'm willing to say any marriage is lavender.
We love a lavender marriage on this show.
Favourite.
You know, like a fake show business marriage. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's an interesting case, though, isn't it? When you've got Jodie Sweetin and had a crystal meth addiction. You've got Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, of course, all kinds of trouble. And you look like the bad guy.
Yeah, it's true.
Because you were up drunk on Australian TV.
So true.
It's very hard to look bad next to those guys.
Is this the DVD corner?
Well, it would be if we stopped talking Stamos.
Mm.
Now, yesterday we mentioned that All Saints Series 7 is... Series... 5 is coming out on
7 would be ridiculous.
I know, sorry. Insanity. Series 5 is coming out on DVD on July 7th.
Mm.
Taylor's written that into TV Week. A lot of emails saying, surely you're lying, Ed. This can't be true. It is true. I've checked. AJ has emailed in, and I've had a look at the DVD and Tone. It said there's no special features. It's not true. Have a listen to these amazing special features on the All Saints DVD.
All right, hit us.
There are some hilarious surgery outtakes, such as Where's My Watch? And It Looked Like a Pancreas. There's a director's commentary there where the director just pleads for forgiveness for a whole episode. And a very special animated menu screen where John Howard experiments with a risky second facial expression. So there's plenty in there.
You know, you're talking like somebody who's seen an episode of All Saints.
I have.
Really?
I have. Yeah, because there's a guy in there called Mark Priestley who does a great job.
Okay.
He's very funny.
What about our buddy Josh Lawson?
Oh.
He's coming out in that Sea Petrol.
You mean Sheffo?
Sheffo. Now, that's the thing. When he came in here, it was very cagey because we're going, okay, you're in Sea Petrol. You're the cook. on, and he's going, "Don't leave me alone, no Steven Seagal under siege jokes." And he kept veering us away.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said to him one point, "So what's your character called?" And he just totally...
He just changed the subject.
I just think, "What's over there?"
Yeah.
Then he was gone, out of the room.
He threw down a smoke pack, puff of smoke. We turned around, he was gone.
And what is the name of his character?
Chef-O.
Chef-O.
Yeah.
Do you think he's been named by Travis?
Or well, maybe.
What's going on with Travis?
He's the pet. He's the pet in the Big Brother house.
Right.
Now, something's happened or another.
It's going a bit Guantanamo, isn't it?
Yeah, well, this isn't... And I love the direction. I love the direction it's going in.
It's gone all Guantanamo here on the banana.
But... So he's the pet. But I think if we're going to be mean, let's do it properly.
Yeah.
Get them all in. Mud bath. Oh, thanks for the mud bath, Big Brother, over the loudspeaker. Housemates, that was feces. You could have to join Galen's entourage as punishment and just wander Melbourne streets endlessly looking for a job.
It's bizarre what's going on in there. Somebody told me they had a police car.
Really?
Like in the yard.
Really?
And is this right, Nikki? I mean, I know it was late at night, but I did see something like that, didn't I?
You did. They're on stakeout.
So Travis and someone else are in a police car parked in the yard of Big Brother. People who watch Big Brother will be listening to this going, "Yeah, well, that's normal." Yeah,
entertainment. What's your point?
And I think it just turned into a farting competition.
Sitting
in a police car.
They can turn anything into a farting competition.
Get some of those New Zealand drunks. Send them in there. These are intruders.
How come?
Send that guy. You're racist. You're racist. How come? Send that guy in.
Look, the worst punishment that they could possibly get is to be... I'd love the idea that each day they're forced to watch yesterday's episode.
There's your punishment.
That'll hurt.
All right, I think we're out of the blocks here at Get This.
We are. Want to sizzle something, Tone?
Please do it.
New segment coming up next.
New segment coming up, but first, the music of Keith Urban here on Triple M. Is that what we're going to hear?
You've got to do it, Rich.
No, you...
Well, I can't believe I'm sitting here today, yeah. This is Chick. And picking on my banjo, big smile on my face.
Yeah, I preferred Ed Cavalier's version.
No reason for that.
That's Linkin Park here at Get This, What I've Done. Get This on Triple M, where yesterday we learnt that...
People want ducks.
Now, that was Silo, one of our callers, claiming people want ducks, he delivers them.
Silo, the duck delivery man, and he said it very, you know, sort of nonchalantly.
Yes.
Which makes me think that he's some kind of poultry-based Father Christmas. Just shows up to your house, ducks in tow.
It's very hard to argue with, though.
Yeah.
When someone says people want ducks, how can you disagree with that?
Yeah, well, okay, Silo, I'm willing to go with that.
And we were so intimidated, we went, "Oh, we better not say anything. This is obviously something everyone knows."
Yeah, what if he came around and threw ducks at us?
We're obviously just out of the loop here. But, you know, when the callers...
Silo's here again. Is he? It's ducks, isn't it? Pretend we're not home. But all the quacking inside from the other ducks he's brought... they know that we're in here. Bang, bang. Got your ducks. We don't want any more ducks, Silo. We can't move for ducks. The quacking's keeping me up all night. The pond is full, my friend.
One Silo and his mates kid on the phone, it turns into...
one bizarre brew.
Imagine, how come?
Coming to Silo's house, holding a loaf of bread. It's a flurry of activity.
All right. Are the ducks on the pond? Is there a pond? There's rain occurring in parts of Australia.
Fantastic. Channel 9 stunt to promote Sea Patrol.
Is that what it is? How does Chef-O feel about that?
Pretty good, eh?
But, you know, let's not go mad. I must admit there was rain... So I celebrated with my first full flush for 2017.
Oh, how was it?
Yeah, I felt very wrong.
Really?
Very wrong.
So naughty.
Then I went and put on my recording of a sprinkler, which, you know, can't use the real sprinkler, but it's fun to just listen and imagine.
There are kids in Speedos running at the speakers.
Now, this leads us to something we've been getting requests for all year, because there are certain skits and spoofs that we can't...
Jakes.
Japes.
What's a Jake?
Crazy make-em-ups.
I don't know what a Jake is.
Isn't it Jakes and Larks?
It's a japery. We indulge in japery on Get This.
The word is jape.
Okay, well...
Yeah.
We'll see.
You're thinking of the two japes. Sorry, back in the video
obscure.
Shop. Too obscure.
Man.
What about those Nick Kershaw jokes last year?
Yeah.
I think we're all over it now.
I'm over it.
We've moved on to Howard Jones. Nonetheless, because of music copyright issues, we've been unable to put that Nick Kershaw in the Outback sketch on any of our podcasts.
Absolutely right, Tone.
A lot of people calling for it, so is it time for a replay? This was last year.
When the drought was really going.
Yeah, and I think it was, mate, was it April 06? I think it might have been. 2006. We haven't played it for a long time.
It feels so dirty.
This'll help. And you came up with a brilliant idea, Ed, which was Nick Kershaw on the back of a flatbed truck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just send him round to drought-stricken communities to just take people's mind off it.
Yeah.
And it worked a treat. So when was the last time any of you saw a decent rain on any of these crops? Please, one at a time. You, sir.
Oh, look, in the last 2 years, we'd be lucky to see more than... Hang on. Can you hear that? What is... Oh, my God, it's a flatbed truck. And on the back, is that a man in pirate pants playing three synthesizers at once? Excuse me, who are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, that man up there playing those three synthesizers simultaneously has the answer to your problems. Yeah, Nick, yeah. Give him a taste. Oh, yes. That is amazing.
Is that one bloke making all them sounds?
It certainly isn't. See that? That sounds like a guitar. That is a synthesizer as well.
Please, impressive synthesizer solos are all very well, but who is that?
You mean you don't know? I'm sure these fine gentlemen know who he is. Allow me to explain. There's a man with three synthesizers strapped to a truck, and he drives around the outback bringing farmers luck. He's a frontline combatant in the fight against drought with his drums so hexagonal and sultry power. I think you've guessed that's right, it's Nick Kershaw. Take it away, Nick.
I've got two strong arms.
He has.
Lessons of Babylon.
That's who? But listen.
Go to America, the brave.
Looking for water?
The wise men say, near a tree by a river, there's a
water. Oh, come off it, mate. You're not suggesting. Mate, we've heard all this talk about the tree by the river before. We had flock of seagulls through last month.
Yes, I mean, Mr. Kershaw's obvious keyboard dexterity aside, what does he really know about the problems here on the land?
Right. Nick? I think this should convince you of Mr. Kershaw's ecological credentials.
Mother Nature isn't in it. 300 million years.
Yeah.
Goodbye in just a minute.
So you see, I think we have a fairly good grasp of the situation, everybody.
Oh, let the sun go down on me.
Please, Mr. Kershaw, sunny synth-pop optimism is of very little use to families facing bankruptcy.
Yeah, Nick, putting your extraordinary synthesizer mastery aside for a tick, do you have any idea what it's like out here?
Hang on a sec.
Let him speak. Yeah, we've got it pretty hard out here, Kershaw. Yeah. What do you say to that?
Look, Mr. Kershaw, please, despite your obvious skills on more than one keyboard simultaneously, what exactly are you proposing here?
What Nick is saying is leave it. Leave all this and move into, say, new romantic-style synthesised entertainment.
We can't leave all this.
That's not true.
Taunting us, Kershaw.
Yeah, leave it. And you know what we're up against out here?
Well, I don't know. What do you reckon, lads?
He's got a point. His eyeline is quite convincing.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. I guess we could give it a crack. Yeah. Everybody.
Wouldn't it be good to be Nick Kershaw? Living off the synth and not the land.
Yeah.
Let's all move to town and start a synthesizer. Wouldn't it be good to know?
All right.
Yes.
Those were the days back in 2006. Kerry, get this. Hey, their brand new segment, Ed Was Sizzling Up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's coming probably next.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Is this?
I got my first real six string.
Oh, that's Bryan Adams. Sorry, that dates back to our very first show. That song always sets off the dog.
I got a story about a dog doing that, if you'd like.
Yes, okay, why not?
I was at a football match over the last weekend. Mm. It's like a community football match. It was amazing. Thousands and thousands of people there during the third quarter. Okay. Someone's dog just wandered onto the field, relieved itself, and then wandered off. And over the loudspeaker... whoever the dog that was that just took a dump near the goal square, could they please come and pick it up? And the guy, rather than slinking on and sort of picking it up quietly and wandering off, gave it some. The crowd cheered him on.
Fantastic.
He picked it up with a bag and then, in probably the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life, picked it up in a bag and then faked throwing it at the crowd. people ducking for cover, and he took some more applause and wandered off.
Wow, did they give him the wave?
No. He got a bit of sort of people lifting UDL cans and such, which is also a fitting tribute.
I'll call that a sports report on today's show. I'm looking for crime stories.
What's happened, Tone?
Well, Tony Mockbell, no further news there.
Ding.
He's still staying one step ahead of him.
That's good.
But Zara Gard Wilson, of course, the controversial lawyer who denies police allegations she had an on-off love affair with Mr. Mockbell.
Mm.
Look at this headline. Yesterday, because she's having trouble retaining her solicitor's license.
Oh, well.
Gangland lawyer out in the cold.
Okay.
Well, that'll be good because her breasts will look better.
Come on.
Oh, please.
That is really not.
Sort of talk doesn't belong on this program.
Who was that?
Looking here, and it says that Ed Cavalli has a brand new segment now. He often says he has a brand new segment.
And a core reason the Australian don't believe him is they've heard him say these things time and time and time again. And guess what? Time's up.
So what have you got here?
Okay, listen, if Mr. Rudd wants to be hairy-chested about whether or not, it's his favourite thing.
Yeah. Hairy-chested?
He likes a lot of cute talk too.
What?
They're getting cute. A lot of cute talk.
Really?
He's John Howard's getting cute.
But is
little
he right?
Bonnet with a lollipop as he announces things.
That's a good look. If John Howard wants to get a bonnet on with a lollipop and just get into a little pram, like the baby in Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Brilliant.
Maybe with a cigar.
That's good.
We'll have him on the show.
Yep.
Because we're having no politicians on this
Unless
show.
Unless they're in bonnets. Okay, new segment called...
When Restaurants Go Mad.
Restaurants?
Yeah. Michael Deke has emailed in and said that he used to live in a suburb in Victoria, and on the Western Highway there was a mixture of Chinese-Italian food called Chinatalia.
Really?
Yeah. He said it was baffling.
Because we've talked about this a bit when, various nations combine one restaurant.
So I wouldn't think those two sweet and sour sort of linguine.
There's the Chinese-Italian crossover with the risotto.
Oh, look at this. Look what he's done with the gongji.
The rice and also the spaghetti and the noodles. Apparently, was it Marco Polo or
Nikki?
Columbus?
Nikki, our Marco Polo expert.
I know how Rich knows all this.
How?
He did all that research when he was auditioning for Chef-O on Supertrop.
Yeah, I really do some good back work.
I thought he saw it all on Carry On Columbus. All right. Then listen to this one. You think that's crazy?
That is crazy.
Well, that's pretty. Oh, not really. Thanks, Rich, giving us somewhere to go. Have a listen to this. If this isn't crazy. And in another restaurant, there was a mixture of Maltese, Italian, and a Thai restaurant.
What was that called?
Well, he doesn't know. He can't remember.
Maltese, Thai.
And Italian. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
Yeah. What are you writing down?
I'm writing down for Richard to run the Win Restaurants Attack thing again at the end. And of course, I can never spell restaurant.
So what have you got there?
Rest-how-rant. No, that's actually right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Restaurant is one of those misleading words.
Yeah. So that's the end of the segment, Rich. Give it a hit.
Great.
When restaurants go mad.
Sorry. Did I open up a can of Indian Muncher when I said that that there was a Chinese-Italian crossover?
What did you just say? Think about what you just said.
What's it called?
You're thinking of the Indian snack. Snatcher.
Indian Snatcher.
Which is, of course, a brand of Heinz mean beans.
Richard Marsland's Indian Muncher. Well, well, well.
Well, it's a restaurant thing.
Uh-huh. That's okay, Rich.
So we're just going to have to go to some ads.
Yeah.
And then the listeners will bail us out.
Get this.
Hands up who's lucky.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
It's Get This around the nation on Triple M, where if you've just tuned in, you missed Richard Marsland saying these words.
Did I open up a can of Indian Muncher?
Indian Muncher. He meant to say Indian Snatcher.
Indian Snatcher.
Much less offensive because, of course, it's a flavour of beans from Heinz.
Yeah.
How are they selling? How
Brett Lee's brought out a single, a Bollywood single.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, maybe this is yours, Rich.
Indian Muncher.
Maybe you're getting ready.
How's the...
I'm sure if I like you.
The Indian Snatcher, is it moving off the shelves? Do we know?
Can't get a can.
Mm. People are just not happy with the quality of Snatcher. See? Well, Richard's very embarrassed, and he actually said to me off air, I'm not sure that I want to come in for tomorrow's show.
No.
I think I've soiled my coffee.
No, come on, Rich. Listen, mate, I'll play some keyboard. You put together some words. Let's see if we can sort this out.
Yeah.
Two,
on,
three, four.
Is it okay if I don't make it?
Oh, you got to come in tomorrow, Rich. Come on.
Okay.
Is it okay if I don't come around?
Oh, who's going to push buttons? Who's going to, well...
That is fading and the sun has gone down.
Who's going to bring in Ed's Knights and White Satin?
Bring it all back, bring it all back, bring it all back.
Oh, you're listening to Triple M. It's Chance. To get this orchestra helping Jet out here at, well, it's Triple M, Bring It On Back. Speaking of Get This, that's the name of the show, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Oh, we love a podcast.
Do we what?
We love spending way too much time on them.
Mm.
That's our hobby, Matt Dow on the Pots and Pans. He just can't stop. He's gone pod mental.
Has he?
And today, oh, it went up yesterday, in fact, podcast.
What is that?
Podcast 96. Was that the Stones?
Stones, yeah, 96 Tears.
Yeah.
Suggested by a listener.
Suggested by one of our listeners.
Congratulations, well done.
We don't have their name here. That's very poor.
Okay. Let's call them Jimmy.
Okay, Jimmy it is. Thank you, Jimmy. But, you know, Jimmy's idea, I think, is preferable to Mr. Marsden's idea for a 96 song. What did you have?
Something like this. So,
you know what that was?
No.
He's reversed 69 from The Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams.
Yeah, no.
Almost works.
Yeah,
almost. Doesn't set the dog off. That's something. Hey, let's have a fine new mash from MC Matt Dow. What's he come with today for Talkback Mountain?
Break it on, lose that number. Break it on, lose that number.
Serenading Ricky M on the buttons.
Those
here.
Thank you, Matt. Those goats are going to win Australian Idol.
Brilliant.
They're going to go close.
I love the goats.
I live in a street with a goat.
Yeah.
You do. Across the road. Mm. How's it going?
I haven't seen it. I think it gets a bit cold for the goat.
Mm.
He goes inside, puts some slippers on.
Mm.
Hey? Friends with a cat.
Do you find yourself using the phrase get your goat a lot more around the house?
Yeah.
I've never understood that.
Mm. No.
Obviously, there was a period in history where somebody got their goat.
What, as a punishment?
I don't know.
What does it mean, get your goat?
Let's throw it out to the listeners.
All right, Jimmy, email in.
Because yesterday, man, did they come good with the definitions for Mit vollem Einsatz.
Did they ever.
German title for the film Bad Eggs.
With full force.
That's right, with full force. Somebody claimed it was all out.
No, no, no.
Somewhere here I've got a
Tony
list.
Martin is currently... I've never seen more frantic... shuffling from Tony. Oh, look at that. There's a copy of the Adelaide Advertiser.
So
no, that's not what we want.
Obscene emails.
Mm.
With full commitment.
Ah, that makes sense.
With full recourse. Oh, no, that would be mit vollem Rückgriffsrecht.
Oh, that's good too.
That. You can put your neck out saying that. Don't tempt that one. With full recourse.
So, Talkback Mountain.
What are we talking about? Bill Heffernan. You know Bill Heffernan?
Mm. He's the gentle old soul of federal politics, is he?
Yeah, he's sort of, I don't know, he's like if John Howard were Tony Soprano. I know it's a stretch.
Okay.
Heff.
In the bonnet?
Hopefully in the bonnet. Heff is kind of like Paulie Walnuts.
Oh, okay.
He's the attack.
He's the muscle.
Well, he's like the attack dog, I guess, is Tony Abbott.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Tony Abbott's the one that sort of...
he's nipping at your heels the whole time, you know? You've got to put the hose on him.
But Heff's more like the crazy guy. You don't know what he's going to do.
Oh,
he's,
yeah, okay.
And
like Rowdy Roddy Piper.
That's who he is. Yeah. Known for his pursuit of High Court Judge Michael Kirby.
Didn't that go well?
He basically accused him of picking up male prostitutes.
Mm.
And then, of course, he said that Julia Gillard was unfit for leadership because she was barren. Mm. Senator Heffernan admits using eccentric methods to bamboozle his opponents. And this is his quote, "Can't a bloke have any fun anymore?"
Nope.
Just accusing a bloke of cruising for prostitutes and saying someone's barren, it's all just a laugh.
It's a nanny state.
But done himself. Here's a quote from Barnaby Joyce. This is Barnaby Joyce, isn't this? "The other day, Heff rang one of his constituents and for the first 20 minutes of the conversation said he was me, Barnaby Joyce." He was full of questions about himself. So this is Heff pretending to be Barnaby Joyce, calling up someone in his electorate and saying, "Hey, what do you reckon about Bill Heffernan? Is he a good bloke? He's all right. He's just having a bit of fun, isn't he?" Senator Heffernan admits to making the call. So that's, amazing. I guess, a gotcha call.
Got him. Got him a beauty.
Yeah. He's very into the spirit of the gotcha.
He is. So this is what we're talking about, Tone.
Call us up. Give us a gotcha.
I love it.
Because we don't really go in for the gotcha calls.
Nah, what do we know about gotcha calls?
Well, I always side with the victim when I'm listening to them.
So do I. So we're thinking bad accents.
Yeah.
Outrageous things that have... that are happening at the moment to your house if you're out at work or to your car if you're not in your car. Excellent.
Crazy premises. That's what we want.
Crazy premises.
Because remember, we are pretty gullible in here.
Yeah, great.
People call up and say anything about sports and we believe them.
Absolutely right. So give us a gotcha call. There's prizes.
Oh, there's a prize.
Yes, dear listener. I've left them downstairs, but there's DVDs on offer. You'll probably like to watch them.
Call us up.
Oh, and a legal download for everybody. Copy of our album.
The rare. There's only about 41 copies.
Yes, still to go.
Of the limited edition Get This Album, a legal download. Call us up. Give us a gotcha call. Bung on an accent. Oh. Go mental.
Please. Oh, please. More accents, the better.
1-3-3-5-3. That would be All-Star. I'm assuming, of course it would.
Yes, ma'am.
So I just want to say Shrek every time I hear that song. It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M because Senator Bill Heffernan, we were describing him as Paulie Walnuts.
Yeah.
No, I reckon Tony Abbott is Paulie Walnuts. I think Heffernan's more like one of the crazy guys.
One of the unhinged guys like Richie Aprile.
Yeah, or the bloke who had his head in a bowling ball bag.
That would be, well, I mean, for people who haven't watched the series, but it would be Ralphie. Joey Pants.
We've got to come up with the full Sopranos cast list for the Howard front bench at some point, but he's been doing gotcha calls, says Heff.
He has, and have been killing.
On taxpayer coin.
He wants to know what people think of Bill Heffernan. I wish he'd give me a call.
Oh, yeah.
Love to have a chat.
I'll accept the charges. But we're saying today, why not gotcha us?
Okay.
We're easily fooled. Who's on the line?
Hello, caller, you're on the line. Hello there.
Is that Mr. Martin?
Yes, it is.
Mr. Martin, Adam here from the City Council. How are you, sir?
Good. What's happened?
Well, mate, I'm just not sure if you understand, but we actually monitor the excrement levels that come out of individual suburbs in the city.
All right. What's happened?
And we've actually been seeing a lot of excrement coming from your suburb.
Is that right?
Yeah, so what we're trying to do is we're just asking communities within the suburb and people just to restrict their flushing activities.
Okay.
So, in the business.
So it'd be best if I didn't flush the toilet at all.
Well, yes, what we're trying... We've got a saying here at the council, you flush more than once, you're a dunce.
Oh, okay. I wasn't aware of that. Okay, I'll take note of that. I will therefore continue taking the excrement into work and putting it out on the airwaves. I think a beautiful call.
Well done, sir.
What are you... Sir, is that one of our callers?
Is that you, Adam? Oh, he got us.
Oh, he got us. Give him a prize.
You got us. Illegal download for you, sir.
Well done.
Mate, I've wanted one of them for ages.
Well, you're in now. You're in. And breakfast radio shift for you in Adelaide. All right. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Hello.
Uh-oh. Who's that?
Yeah, it's actually Brody here.
Oh, hello, Brody. How are you?
I'm okay, mate. Yeah, I just thought I'd give you guys a ring and say g'day. I've actually been hearing myself on your show quite a few times in the last few weeks.
What do you mean?
Are you one of the blokes off Police 107?
I sure am.
You, which one?
I'm not too sure. I've just moved over from New Zealand and I don't have pay TV. I just recognise my voice.
Yeah, are you drunk at the moment?
I am drunk at the moment. I'm actually driving a truck working on the Gold Coast.
Are you driving the truck in a wheelie bin at all?
I sure am, actually. Trying not to fall over it.
Just repeat after me. How come?
How come?
That's that guy. Wow. It's the guy. Or is it?
Is that really a Kiwi guy or...
Could be. Do I have to give it away? Or
yeah, trying to give it away. It's time to give it away.
I gotcha.
Oh, he's got us a beauty. A legal download for that, man.
A legal download.
Are you actually from across the Tasman, though?
No.
Oh, that was
that
pretty
good. That was good.
Very.
I'm from Mexico.
What's the flavour of Heinz bean for Mexico, Mr. Mars?
Oh, I'm confused. Is it the Mexican balloon? Is that right?
I'm trying
to think of the Big Brother thing.
That doesn't sound racist enough for you, Richard.
Congratulations, Matt. A legal download for you.
Who's going to have a crack next?
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi. Tony?
Yes?
Yes, my name's Dave. Mate, I've ring you guys before.
Yeah.
I ring people and I play prank calls and by doing Indian accents, like ring up for hair appointments, ring all my family and their businesses and everything else.
Mm. Now, is this a gotcha call? Does this mean that you don't really do that? I'm very confused. Hang on, put that other bloke on. What's hang on? There's an Indian person on the line.
Let's grab the phone.
Oh, yeah, well, he came back. The other bloke came back, but the Indian man was still here as well.
Oh, my goodness, what's going on?
I'm very confused.
Yeah, yeah.
I think this man needs
a legal download for you, sir.
Well done.
Yes.
And
well
a can
done.
Of, is it Muncher or Snatcher?
Wow, who knows?
I'll just... have Snatcher.
Hang on, the New Zealander's back. We've been double gotched.
Thank you, David. Lovely to talk to you. Finally, Jeremy, how are you?
Yeah, good, boys. How are you?
What's going on?
Oh, just getting around. But, yeah, on your topic, I used to man a technical hotline for a company that I worked for. And,
yes.
I had one of my colleagues pass on a number to me, and he said, can you give this person a call? They've got some questions I need answered.
Yeah.
Anyway, I rang it, and it turned out it was a Parramatta prostitute.
There you go.
Oh, fantastic.
And
fortunate it was her voicemail, and I got a full list of her services and prices.
Right, and so how was she in the end?
I don't know. I live in Melbourne.
All right.
Okay. Oh,
I'm not that well endowed.
Well, that doesn't stop people. I mean, you could always just go and get your car washed.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, with down the kittens.
Well, I guess that's not a gotcha call, but it's a beautifully related one.
I
so
like
if we got a
legal download for you.
And a can of Snatcher.
Well done, sir.
Beautiful. Thanks to everyone who called up and got into the spirit of it.
Wonderful.
I'm very confused.
You know what? My only problem was I wasn't as high on Indian and Chinese accents as I'd hoped. Everyone, go away. Work on it. We'll do it again soon.
All right.
We're lovely work, everyone.
In the next hour, we're going to get an actual radio professional.
A real one.
Someone from an actual program. Mm-hmm. Yes, from our Brisbane office. We're going to find out what's going on.
You might have seen her on Spicks and Specs.
It's not just all nude car washes up north.
Really?
We'll find out when we meet George McEncroft.
Get this.
A surgical miracle.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
What I want, cause I can. If I don't, because I wanna.
What about that Nissan Navara?
Mm-hmm.
It's a hell of a 4x4 with this increased pulling power.
That's right.
It's dragged somebody into the studio.
Oh, yeah.
I was on my way home.
It's George McEncroft.
Hi, George.
Hello.
Brisbane office.
Yes.
Now, is there rain in Brisbane this week?
There is. Rain and cold and a fair bit of grizzling.
Grizzling.
You're in a drought, you get some rain. What do people do?
Complain about
the rain.
Are people going mad like we were at our place and just indulging in the odd full flush?
Oh, goodness.
Treat yourself. Go on.
Halcyon days.
I think some of these toilets now you actually can't even if you try. You're all stuck on half flush.
I've been somewhere where it was half flush or nothing.
Mm. Yeah, that's very troubling.
Mm. There's the thing you can buy. It's like a little nut. That you just whop in the cistern somewhere and stops it from being a full flush.
We talk about cisterns a lot on this show.
It's, but that's because
it's quite...
I've developed my technique.
We know, Tony.
Hand of a master safecracker. You can make a full flush toilet into a half flush with very careful finger work.
It's going to be great when he does it.
Okay, is that the last
Tony slide? Tony Martin moves into plumbing. Who'd have thought?
I think Tony, you're doing it at the start of the AFL Grand Final, are you not?
Yeah, I'm just coming out and demonstrating
now,
that.
Tony Martin.
Move on, Farnsie.
Julie Anthony, off you go. Come back with an invention.
Hey, there's lots more going on up north.
Oh, there is.
We're going to get to it all in this hour of Get This. Hunters and collectors here at Get This on Triple M around the nation. Do you see what I see? Yes, it's George McEncrow. You've seen her on Spicks and Specks, or heard her, if you're a Queensland listener, on The Cage in Brisbane.
Every morning. Or you might have even seen me on the Today Show. I don't want to build myself up too much. But you might have been under the impression that the only national show I did, and I just want to bring you down a few pegs.
Okay, now listen, you've been up close. The silicon fake skin that they're putting over the robot that is Carl Stefanovic.
Yeah. He's a very nice man.
Oh, don't say it. Now it makes me sound bad.
Yeah, no, that's what I said it for.
Is that really?
Yeah,
no.
He's a good stick. Yeah, what about it?
What's good stick, man?
I don't know. It just means you didn't say anything mean to me or punch me in the arm or anything. So that qualifies. You're a good stick too, Ed.
Trying to dead-leg you.
But there's talk that there's a robot boning on the way. I mean, there does seem to be the now that the Packers have gone.
A robotic boning would be particularly harsh.
Of course, Carl claims he isn't a robot.
Yes, I can confirm that we are human most of the time.
Then what's all the beeps, homie?
I'm not convinced. Homie.
Hey, in the last day, I don't know if you heard, we were inviting our listeners to give us a gotcha call. And we got some beauties.
That was great.
What we forgot to do is, every time we copped it, we should have heard this.
We've been gotcha! Gotcha.
It's a party every morning.
The thumpy dance music.
And the boing in there, Charlie.
Have that queued up. We may need that again, gotcha calls or not. Now, you get great calls. I mean, I have to say, we get great calls on this show.
You sure do.
A fair percentage of them come from up north. I don't know what's going on up there.
Because they're good storytellers in Queensland, I think you'll find. And they get, often it's only the one story of their life, but they tell it so well.
Yeah, and saving it up.
Yeah, you tap that rich vein of gold, which we did this morning on this morning's show, because I had a terrible story. We had a freakish incident of nature at our house. We had a pigeon fly through my daughter's bedroom window.
Oh, yes.
And just, you know, splattered itself against her bedroom wall. But we were all sitting there going, what the hell was that? And we went into her bedroom and there were just feathers and blood, and she's not even into sacrilege yet.
No, well.
You know, she's only nine.
Time.
Hasn't even joined her first cult. So we thought, this is very odd. And we discovered this pigeon. So I did this story about, you know, when birds attack.
When birds attack.
And we got this call.
I was on holidays at Port Macquarie many years ago, playing with the kids on the beach, as you do, building sandcastles. So we heard this absolutely blood-curdling scream from an old lady. She had been walking her chihuahua. And, a pelican had swooped down and swallowed this chihuahua and was trying to fly away with this little old lady holding onto the lead and screaming, help, help, help!
You're having us on, Wayne.
That can't be true.
That's a true story, yeah.
How did the battle play itself out?
Well, she just hung on, and eventually the pelican let go, and their little chihuahuas come out, and all wet and shaking and hang on. And
Wouldn't you love to have seen the pelican take off with the old lady? She had a few decisions. She would have had to make some big decisions in that moment.
There you go. That's the team from the Brisbane Cage. Hello to everyone up there. A pelican?
A pelican.
So what can you get? How big is the old bill?
We know its beak can hold more than its belly can. That's what we know about the pelican. That's about it.
A couple of suitcases. How does it compare to, say, the boot of the Navara?
Oh, nice.
Sorry, there's no boot, I don't think, of the Navara. I haven't been round the back yet. I'm too intimidated.
So how big an animal can a pelican get hold of?
Yeah.
Or kids?
This is a good test.
What if there's a kid, like in a Lion King outfit, if a little kid's wandering along in a leopard outfit, could a pelican, you know, get a toddler?
I think they could.
Let's find out next. No. Do you? Because bird attacks, walking through parks is the big thing.
Very frightening. Magpies, your obvious enemy of the human.
Well, I've mentioned quite a few times there's an old lady who walks through our park with a bike helmet on. And I've still got to get round to doing that thing. First I've got to get a bike. You've got a bike helmet.
You've got a bike, man.
I've got to get a bike helmet, get some springy wire and just put two magpies on and drive through the park top speed screaming with them bouncing around pecking at my helmet. Is that a good station promotion?
It's a belter.
Would that get us into Confidential if I was to do that?
Right, we have to.
Isn't that rating well? Is that the new TV show? Oh, I was wondering what I needed in my life, and I didn't realize that what I needed was the stories of New Weekly, the ones that aren't funny, read out by a man with an interesting haircut on television. And now I've got it.
Yeah, now you get it. You were thinking it was...
I was reeling from the loss of the catch-up. Thankfully, Confidential stepped into the breach.
I do miss the catch-up. I know you bag it. I miss it. And, you know, I do. I miss it. I liked it. I need it to keep me in touch with all the important gossip.
Fair enough. What did you learn? I mean, I just love... I think I heard Jackie O the other day say, and this was an exact quote, "We all need to know the latest goss." Mm-hmm. On Paris Hilton in prison. Is that true? Has that theory been tested?
I heard such a desperate clinging for trying to make a story yesterday on that new show, Good Morning, you know, with Larry Emder.
Oh,
and he was there. There was his Hollywood gossip person was saying to him, yes, the big revelation is that there has been a van.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, a van. You got that delivering cupcakes to Paris Hilton. And we're yet to get to the bottom of what the cupcakes might mean. And I just wanted to start being in there asking for all sorts of stuff to be delivered and then find out that she's actually been building an aqueduct in there or something. You know? Just go, Paris, what have you been up to?
Has that interview with Larry King gone out yet? Do we know?
I don't know.
Last night, wasn't it?
Oh, was it last night? It was a whole hour. Mm. I'm assuming there was just like maybe minute and a half of actual question answering and then probably the rest of it just probably just
a bit of that.
Not much. I mean...
It's hard to care. It's so hard to care.
It is hard to care. But look, I think we're being unfair on drunken heiresses in general on this program. It's not right. Let's get back to big issues up north next on Get This at Triple M. Crowded House touring Australia. There's a new album out, Time on Earth. That was Don't Stop Now. Here at Get This on Triple M, George McEncroe from the Brisbane office is with us today. And any issues you'd like to canvass? Yesterday on the show, we were playing this sound a lot.
Fake.
Ooh. The one from Today Tonight. And everyone likes to get into a bit of fakery. Yes. Have you done any of that?
I have done some as recently as within the last 24 hours.
Wow.
Because I can't bear, and I hope I'm not alone in this, uppity tradesmen who to give you the, little lady, don't tell me you didn't. Oh, you wouldn't believe what people do. And then you have to sit there and just be belittled. So he'd had about four goes at me and then he said, you didn't actually try and hold that on. It was on the washing machine.
Yeah.
And I lied and said, no, I don't know how that happened. It was so obvious what I'd done, tried to tape this thing to the other thing to keep it together just to finish the local washing.
That old trick.
And he just looked at me like, you're lying. And I thought, tradesmen, they must get so many people who just fib. But don't you hate being talked down to by mechanics and people go, you're an idiot.
When people come to my house, I like to count down the seconds till the word cowboys is used. Because apparently my house has been constructed in the Wild West. Every aspect of it is, you've had cowboys through here. What cowboys are responsible for this?
Yeah, I love it.
I bought a house that was sinking into the ground in the early 90s. It's been restumped several times this week. And all by cowboys, apparently. You can get it restumped on Monday and get some new restumpers through on Tuesday. I go, what cowboys did this?
Yeah, and then you want to go, which one would you recommend? And then say, I had them do it. You know, it's too late, though, because no matter which answer you give, you're the idiot and they're the expert. I can't stand it.
Tell me, is a tradesman in chaps a cowboy? Or...
And, of course, the great thing about the tradesman is he can just say any amount of money.
Yeah, I know.
And you assume that that's normal.
Yeah, so you're stupid and you're about to be done over. It's not a nice feeling.
I hate it when I had a bed delivered a little while ago and when, the two blokes show up carrying the bed, I want to help. I don't want them just to think I'm like...
Yeah.
The master.
Like a punsy radio host who can't lift anything except a fork.
Yeah, despite
she'll put down
the
cigarette in the cigarette holder, though, when they come. That might get out of your slippers.
The cravat. No cravat.
And get out of the chair that they're carrying would also be a good idea.
Gentlemen, I'll be with you when I finish this chapter. Have you read Salinger?
I didn't think so.
I thought not.
Wow, fakery. Can we hear that sound again?
Fake.
Honestly, we didn't get to this yesterday, but faking stuff up. We used to do a great fakery at school, which was because we had to do Shakespeare. Did you guys do Shakespeare at school?
No. Yep.
And the idea was we like to try and sneak a line into the play that sounded like Shakespeare, but clearly wasn't when you thought about it.
Yeah.
And my favourite one to sneak in, I always insisted this was actual Shakespearean dialogue, was "Waketh, waketh, hand off snaketh." Managed to get that one into Hamlet and Twelfth Night, I think.
So you stole that from Kez and put it in Shakespeare. That's crossing the Year 10 curriculum into the Year 11. That doesn't work. Yeah. Can't do that.
Wow. Don't you like this? Eric Banner was Poyter. And one of his catchphrases was, wakey, wakey, hand off snakey.
Mm. Ah.
And now Chopper Reed is doing that very line in an ad for a hardware shop. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, right.
So technically, Chopper is ripping off Eric Banner's gear.
How does that happen?
I'm full circle.
Sorry, that was just a joke. Because obviously he's not.
No.
Chopper doesn't rip anyone. All original.
No, he just rips himself off, so to speak.
How does that come into a hardware ad anyway?
Look, I'm not wrong. This isn't just me dreaming again. Chopper is...
Yeah, I know the company, but it's about, I don't think they actually say they've got the tools for the job.
Oh, okay.
Whatever job it might need. I'm not exactly sure the angle that they took.
Wow.
I think maybe that's the inference.
I'm terribly confused now.
I'm really worried, Rich. What's the inference?
Don't make him say it on radio. Yeah.
Oh, is it Phil?
He's still ashamed.
Okay.
Oh, it's filthy.
Yeah, uh-huh. We're back on his sex program. So maybe we've got to get all of the hardware ad representatives together. So you'd have Chopper Reed, mm-hmm. You'd have Greg Fleet, who's the home hardware dog.
Absolutely right. Just the carpet court jest account.
He could be in there.
Is he all right?
And then isn't it Jane Allsop's husband, who's the Mitre 10 bloke?
Mitre 10, like stubbied hunk dude.
Just get them all together.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Cage match. Fleety in the plasticine dog costume V Chopper Reed, Jade Allsop's husband, and you're saying Chuck in the carpet court jester and the GE money genie as well.
Winner takes home a spirit level.
What about the Flight Centre pilot?
Oh,
he'd do well.
The Melbourne giant, he could be in there.
The Flight Centre pirate. A pirate? No, the Flight Centre pilot is the most respectable of them all. When he doffs his cap to the bargain, so I'm like, that is cheap fare to Bali.
Morning, Captain.
Absolutely right.
All right, we're back on safe ground here. Hey, we're going to get the listeners involved. We'd love to do that. Here. We've got listeners too, you know. Let's meet some of them next on Get This. Unforgettable Fire, that's you two here at Get This on Triple M. George McEncrow from up north is with us.
Thank you, Tony Martin.
Did you see that footage of John Stamos? Now, John Stamos, to me, always the poor man's Richard Grieco. Out here promoting, I don't know what, something.
ER.
Oh, ER.
Yeah.
Isn't that finished? No?
It never finishes.
Sorry.
It never, ever, ever stops.
I'm confusing my hospital dramas, but he was out here and disgraced himself in a number of forums, mainly the Kerri-Ann show. Did you see that, Jules?
Yes, and I've decided that Kerri-Ann is a vicious, vicious lady who tries to undo otherwise good men. Look what she's had them doing.
I like where this is going.
Ruining careers left, right and centre.
Spiking drinks before they go on.
She looks all nice and fluffy, but I don't trust her.
I wouldn't say fluffy.
You don't think?
Kind of craggy.
Now, don't be mean to her just because you're young. It'll happen to you one day.
You'll be craggy in no time.
You'll be Botoxed within an inch of your life.
You know it.
Edward Craggily.
It'll happen.
So now what? He was slurring?
He was slurring. He actually sounded not so much pissed, but like he was coming out of a general anaesthetic. He was very thick speech.
Oh, yeah.
And he had trouble over something about the ABC family. That really tripped him up. He was off his dial, no matter what you...
Was he... Because I love it when they're not just drunk, but getting out of their seat.
Uncontrollable.
That's the best. Oliver
moving
Reed.
Moving around with props. Insulting Kerri-Ann.
Really?
Apparently he said something. I didn't actually hear what he said about her outfit, but it was something... Did you see it, Nikki?
No.
Yeah.
I saw him also invite her over to sit next to him so he can sort of snuggle up with her.
Oh, see, she is snuggly. You just don't know
it. So was there any prop work, like lewd prop work?
Yeah.
Really?
With a skull,
there was
apparently
a see-through head on the set.
Then what happened to that?
Became his appendage. he put it on his shoulder. He became like a two-headed John Stamos. It was actually really good. It was really funny.
So is this a new direction for ER? Is this where they've ended up? Because I'm in if this is where it's headed.
But he had the look. He looked like a sandcomber, like a beachcomber guy, because he was wearing the Converse All-Stars with no socks.
Really?
Yeah.
And the short pants.
Maybe ER's taken a Storm Boy turn that we should know about. Long jumpers and no shoes.
Imagine if Storm Boy, if the pelican had eaten the small child and run away.
Sorry,
going back to your call.
What a movie.
Okay, so he's been turfed out of the country, essentially.
Out you go, Stammo.
Do you think this is some sort of reaction he's had to the blue nude woman from X-Men leaving him? Do you think that's what it is?
What it is,
it could do it to you.
Yeah. There's nowhere to go from that. That's the problem. Mm. If you get to that level and you're with like a lady of that hotness, she breaks up with you. What do you do?
It's all looking pretty grim after that, isn't it?
Where do you go from
there? Crack onto Kerri-Ann, obviously.
Well, I'm picturing a blue and nude Kerri-Ann. Stop it. That's not our question today. Our question is, have you been...
Oldie Smurf. Sorry?
What did you say?
Nothing.
Olden Smurf.
No.
Very confusing. When will... Now, I don't follow the footy shows. Yep. When will... surprise.
What?
Stirlo's not on the footy show anymore, or is he?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I remember years ago, tuning into the Sydney Footy Show one night. It's probably a decade ago now. And tuning in, and the first thing I saw was Sturlo sitting on the panel, painted up like a blue Smurf and just looking slightly dejected. And I just think once a year he's got a Smurf up again. Bring back the Smurf gear, still.
A very Smurfy footy show.
Very cute.
Have you been turfed out of something? Yeah. Thrown out, ejected?
Thrown out.
Sacked, given the arse? We all have on this show. Mm-hmm. Give us a call, 133353.
Get this.
Participating in the fairy tale that has become their life.
Brought to you by Nissan Navara. Huge pulling power.
Let's get this around the nation on Triple M. George McEncrow is with us. Of course, get this, the home of the most overcooked podcast on radio.
What's in there, Tone?
Podcast 96 goes up today. Oh, Rex Hunt.
What's he up to?
In Russia, apparently.
Oh, the kiddies.
Literary Corner, that was you talking about Zoo Magazine. The vagaries of Sudanese law are canvassed in the new Triple M. Get this podcast.
Thank goodness.
Greg Fleet pushed off or stabbed off, I think we remember
very
that.
Very libelous story.
John Laws signing off. There's a lot more beeping in that story on the podcast than there was when it went to air.
Lawsy in the gold headphones.
Yeah.
Which is just the same you were saying this morning. They're the same dodgy ones that we use.
That's right. George, see those headphones you've got on?
But they're super shiny. But his ones.
These are like the same headphones everyone has. They have not changed in 23 years I've been doing radio. And they're always gold.
Yeah.
But they're matte gold.
Yeah.
So he's gone, not shiny enough.
I need real ones.
Is it actual gold, do you think?
I mean, his would be.
He can afford for it to be actual gold.
I know that his tonsils are actual gold. I know that he's had those put in.
We've just had them bronzed on this program. Look, stop mucking about, Mr. Sorry. Martin. Topic du jour. Have you been given the arse John Stamos style? Who's on the line?
Hey, Paul, how are you?
Yeah, good guys. How are you?
Yeah, excellent, mate. Where'd you get thrown out of?
I was about 18, and we were going to midnight mass come Christmas Eve, and one of my mates was highly religious, and he had to go with his parents. So we all did the smart thing, went out, had quite a few drinks before we went, turned up at midnight mass. The third time that they had to wake me up because I was snoring, they asked me to leave, and I've never been back to a church since.
Well, if they're going to do old material, they've got to expect that kind of reaction. What sort of period of time are we talking about? What year would this have been?
About 15 years ago.
Oh, I saw that one. Was that supported by Nick Barker and the Reptiles? Sorry.
Hey, guys, have you got a quick minute?
Yeah, we got a quick minute.
You know how you were talking about the pelican grabbing hold of this chihuahua?
Yeah.
I was fishing many years ago with a father-in-law, and he had a Prince Charles Cocker Spaniel or whatever they are.
Yeah.
And a pelican was trying to stay a bait. His dog come running up, and the pelican grabbed hold of the dog.
Really?
For about 10 seconds, opened its mouth, the dog took off and turned up 3 days later.
Wow. Oh, and none of his friends believed him when he told everybody.
Yeah, that's amazing. So there's room for a dog in there.
So what we're saying is chihuahua, fine. Spaniel, fine.
Yeah.
Yes. Call in if a pelican's grabbed something larger than a spaniel.
Sorry, guys.
Yours.
I wasn't classing a chihuahua as a dog.
No.
I'm from a Labrador family. Unless it's a Labrador, it's not a dog.
Hey, thanks for the call, Paul.
Very good.
Nice
what else
you.
Is in there if you looked in the bottom of a pelican's beak? Just junk mail, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
No, they do. Pelicans do like a skill tester thing. They got a lot of soft toys and wristwatches in there.
All right, 133353 is the number to call. If you've been turfed out of something, call now. Pink, Leave Me Alone with John Howard on backing vocals. Here at Get This on Triple M, George McEncrow is sitting in for this hour.
Goodness.
And we're finding out who's been turfed out.
Here we go. Hi, Ashley, how are you?
Hi, guys, how are you?
Excellent. What happened?
No, isn't this in a turf out? This is in regards to the pelican story a second ago.
Yes.
My grandparents used to own a seafood shop called the Golden Prawn at Bribey Island, which is about an hour north of Brisbane.
Yes.
Part of the babysitting duties was me in a prawn tub.
Oh, really?
Out the back, overlooking the Bribey jetty.
Wow.
And anyway, they came running out one afternoon, and there's me in the mouth, sitting in this tub with the pelican wrapped around me, trying to to get my toy or whatever I had, and here's me holding onto the pelican's mouth.
Wow.
Oh, my
so
God.
So you can get a two-year-old, three-year-old in a pelican.
Okay. So we've gone chihuahua to cocker spaniel.
To toddler.
To toddler.
fish-smelling toddler. I knew. Now, tell me, Ashley, do you still have the sort of the odour of the faint, faint waft of prawn about you?
No.
Cats following you down the street?
Ed would like to have a lick of you if you do.
Well, you're listening to Get This. Today we're playing What Can You Fit in a Pelican? Hey, Ashley, about the Nissan Navara.
Ashley, thank you so much for that call. I really do appreciate the heads up. Hello, Ashton. How are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Now, when were you in a Pelican, son?
Are you turfed out? Which topic are you ringing about?
Well, a couple of years ago, some friends of mine and myself, we went to Canberra and went to Parliament House. Mm-hmm. And we were up in the, you know, watching everything happen and getting a bit bored. So my friends and I decided we'd start the Mexican Wave in Parliament House.
Great!
And we got away with it about three times. And then they came up and said, look, if you guys do this again, we're going to have to kick you out. And, yeah, well, the rest is history.
Yeah. Wow. Right, because wouldn't you like it to take off and go all the way around the lower house as well?
Well, it was very funny because there was us, two of us over one side and two on the other side, so they'd do it and we'd pretend and wait for it to come around and then we'd do it.
You know, counted around.
It's probably the most entertainment they've seen in their years.
That's pretty good. That's surely appropriate for Australia. Australian
Well, part. We've thrown some people out of here too, actually. Yeah. So
there you go.
What about, you know, the guys who sit, okay, you're on camera in the lower house and then there's always a few people sort of on the rake up the back.
Yeah. And the extras.
I want one of them to just do the ugly Dave Gray scissors from Blankety Blanks. Just wait till Costello sees something dodgy and they're just
scissors. That'll be gone when it goes to air.
Thanks for the call, Ashton. Keep up
the
good work. Hello, John. How are you?
Oh, good day, guys. How's it going?
Excellent. Where'd you get turfed out of?
Oh, look, I got turfed out of a church up in Melbourne some years ago.
Mexican Wave?
Oh, no, don't I wish. No, no, I was in a church there. A couple of my friends enticed me to go and check out some of the girls at this church, and I was going to take along my pet snake.
Check out the religious skirt.
Your pet snake? Into a church to check out chicks? You were just all wrong.
Hey, mate, what denomination was it, mate?
Oh, look, it was Baptist. Does it really matter?
That's the high-quality church tale.
Going to get any action from a Baptist.
So you brought the snake to offer the forbidden fruit?
Yes,
just like the Bible story.
Actually, the girl that's sitting next to me, I said, would you like to see my snake?
Oh, yeah.
And then just
she
add,
said, yes, please.
And then if they're offended.
I produced a 1 metre long carpet snake.
Oh, okay. But if they're offended by that, you just throw in Genesis 6.0.
That's right.
Well, unfortunately, it got away from me and it cleared the whole church.
There you go.
I was asked to leave.
Oh, they would have thought there were spirits afoot. Yeah.
Thrown out by the bouncers.
Those Baptists have no sense of humour.
No. Popped out of the Catholic church. They love a laugh.
Thank you, John. Lovely to talk to you. Hello, Mark. How are you?
Not too bad, guys. Yourself?
We're excellent, man. Well, what did you get kicked out of?
I got kicked out of Scouts.
Wow, that's pretty... what happened?
Well, it was a series of events, but it culminated in a camping holiday where I burnt my tent down and they found all the stolen food on the camp. And we got caught in the Girl Guides tent, so...
Oh, so much going on.
Releasing snakes. Now,
is there a badge for being caught in the Girl Guides tent?
We were going for it.
Good on you.
I'm going for my teabagging badge.
As long as you're prepared, that's all that matters.
Sorry. It's unnecessary, and I just forgot where I was. The answer being, of course, on the radio.
Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry. Apologise.
Lastly, thanks, Mark. G'day, Peter. How are you?
Hey, guys. How you doing? Love your show.
Thanks, buddy.
Cheers.
What did you get kicked out of?
I got kicked out of Lakes Golf Course.
Oh, what for?
Well, this is my first time on the golf green. I've never been there before. I was invited by a few mates. And after five or six attempts of trying to putt the ball in the hole, I just couldn't do it. So I turned the putter around, used it as a snooker cue, light on the grass, and snookered it in.
Fantastic.
Potted in wine.
And that's not illegal.
Yeah, well, it was fine for me because I got the ball in.
Yeah, I know. Look, I'm on your side, Peter.
And without the use of the spider as well. Surely that should have got you points.
Hey, thanks, Peter.
You're welcome, mate. Have a good one, guys.
You too, mate.
What a fantastic bunch of turfies.
I reckon the pelican thing's got legs as well. Yeah. I really do want to explore this.
All right.
What animal have you been inside of? That's a good fun
Now it's
topic.
My turn to look at you.
Oh, sorry.
You know what the show lacks, George? I know you're thinking this.
Yeah.
Not enough Rex Hunt action.
Have you got any?
We'll rectify that next on Get This. Foo Fighters, Learn to Fly here at Get This on Triple M. George McEncroe, thanks for sitting in for the whole hour.
I loved it.
It's great callers, wasn't it?
Yeah,
fantastic stuff. But, you know, people are calling us up. They'll, you know, we'll pick up the phone and we'll just hear this phrase.
This is dizzy stuff, folks.
Uh-oh. People want Rex Hunt. They want more. What have you got? Surely you've got some more, you know, old speeches or rants or some kind of Rex we haven't heard. We recently received this Rex Hunt recording session in the post. I'm not sure what it is. Play it, Rich.
Okay, Rex, you comfortable?
Yep.
Now, you've read the text.
Magnificent.
You just want to go for one?
Yeah, look, mate, I've rejigged it a smidge.
What do you mean?
I just put it in the lingo.
Rex, this is a talking book. We have to follow the original.
Yeah, mate, let's just give it a crack.
Well...
Come, mate, roll tape. Here we go. As Professor Robert Langdon stood in the famous museum, the Louvre, looking at the dead body of the museum's renowned curator, he knew instantly who was responsible. Knockers, deadbeats, lightweights and losers who don't know the meaning of hard work and elbow grease and who have never done a decent day's hard yakka or toil in their lives. It wasn't the first time the famous professor had been confronted with this yibbity-yibbiter about Opus Dei. Oh, sure, he'd taken on the thugs in the scallop industry and won. Somebody had to. But this Opus Dei mob were fair dinkum mongrels and bludgers. Much like my own critics. Parasites. Knockers. Who, when asked the first thing about fishing, let you down. Every time, without fail... or exception. Oh, sure, Da Vinci had his critics too, but where are they now? Well, I'll tell you, folks, sitting back on the couch, rolling a fat cigarette, bitching, and waiting for the next handout on the Gravy Train Express to Nowhere Town.
Rex, we might have to drop, at the very least, the yibbity-yibbity.
Come on, mate, it's just a bit of colour.
And, Dan Brown makes no references to the scallop industry.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Suddenly, a voice, a shadowy figure in that famous French museum, the Louvre. It hands the professor a business card. The address, the Netherlands. This is dizzy stuff, folks. Old Leonardo was bloody spot on when he said, and I quote, his own words verbatim. Nothing was ever achieved while sitting back rolling a fat cigarette.
Rex, I don't think this is worth...
Just keep going. But Professor Langdon dared to dream that maybe, just maybe, or perhaps one day in the future, years from now, a kiddie might pass by that famous French museum, the Louvre, and remember the fat kid from Mordialloc High who took on the thugs from the scallop industry and the Priory of Sion. Oh, yeah, this is Da Vinci stuff, folks.
All right, we might have chapter two next week. Hey, George, what's going on the cage up north in Brisbane?
Well, everything, always, you know. Yes. We're going to get everything that you ever need in a radio show. But we've got Marto's Cash Cab's going to hit the airwaves tomorrow. We're going to be doing a bit of that. And he can pick you up anywhere in Brisbane. And if you please him, he will let you ride for free. And not only that, the other day he gave away $4 when people answered all his questions correctly. So we've got deep pockets there on Brisbane Cage.
That's more than
$4. It could be $5 tomorrow.
It's more than the Prize King Ed Cavalier's offering.
Okay, have a go at the Prize King.
He's got Taxi Cab Confessions, his own version coming out soon.
Big time.
And that's of course, true. If you're listening in Melbourne, there's a fine cage in the morning. And if you're in Sydney, the shebang.
Bang.
I'm not going to mention Adelaide because they don't take this out.
There you go.
All right, thanks for coming in. Thanks to everybody
who called.
Thanks to everyone who works on that fine cage. And of course, our key phrase today, I think it was...
We've been gotcha!
And we'll be back tomorrow with Lawrence Mooney.
Oh, fine comedian.
And there's a Mooney car somewhere on our website if you care to look. And it's all thanks to that 4x4 with the pulling power that's huge. That's this is tomorrow.
It's allowing you know.
That was the most coolest show. You're totally sick.